NPR's business news starts with another lending plan. The Federal Reserve today announced it is providing up to $800 billion to boost lending. $800 billion. $200 billion of that is aimed at consumer loans like autos, student loans, and credit cards. Another $600 billion will go toward boosting the housing market. We've reached out this morning to David Wessel. He is economics editor of the Wall Street Journal and a regular guest on this program. David, good morning.
Good morning.
And I guess you're learning about this in almost real time like the rest of us, but let's sort this out. $200 billion for consumer lending. How's that supposed to work?
Well, they've created another acronym. This one's going to be called the TALF, T-A-L-F.
Okay.
What happens in the consumer market is banks and other people make loans to consumers, and then they sell them into the securities markets. But for the last couple months, they haven't been able to sell them. So the Treasury and the Fed are joining forces to put $200 billion into this market, and they'll say to these lenders, you make the loans, and then you sell them to us, and we'll take them on. And they want to restart consumer lending, student loans, autos, and also small business loans.
$200 billion for that and $600 billion for the mortgage market. What happens there?
Right. In that case, what they're going to do is within the next week, they're going to put the Federal Reserve, that is going to put $100 billion into Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Ginnie Mae, which is one of their cousins, because they're having trouble borrowing money in the markets. And then over the next several weeks, they're going to spend $500 billion to buy mortgage-backed securities in the market. It's the same idea. The Fed will put its money in where places where private lenders and these agencies are reluctant to go, and they hope to bring down the interest rates that consumers and homeowners have to pay in order to get the economy going. It's a kind of defibrillator approach where they're really trying to put a big jolt into the system.
Isn't this $800 billion to restart the credit markets, which is what the last $700 billion was supposed to do?
Some of the $700 billion will be used, about $20 billion of it, to finance this thing. They are basically leveraging that because $700 billion isn't enough. As you know, they have spent some of that money just over the last few days to help shore up Citigroup, the big New York bank. So what this is a kind of example of what Colin Powell's doctrine, which is insurmountable force. They see the economy sinking. They see the financial markets slipping back into the conditions that we saw earlier this year. And they're coming in with so much money and so much conviction that they're hoping to get things going again and get this thing behind us once and for all.
David, in a couple of seconds, we're talking about $1.5 trillion or more, actually several trillion when you add up everything. It's nearly all borrowed money. Is there some point at which the world stops lending the U.S. government money for all this stuff?
There surely is some point, but we don't seem to be anywhere near that. The yields on U.S. treasuries remain extraordinarily low because people seem to want to put their money in U.S. government securities because they're still the safest in the world despite all our problems.
David, thanks very much.
Pleasure.
David Wessel is economics editor of the Wall Street Journal.